We want to take a few minutes with this. Jesus said, this was just before he went to the cross. When he was teaching this lesson, that wasn't long before he would be crucified. And so he was giving them the final instruction. You'll find 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17. He was giving instruction. You read them and you'll see. And here's what he said in that conversation or this lesson that he was teaching, the instruction he was giving. He said, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you what? Another comforter. This is verse 16. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may remain with you, or he may what? Abide with you. How long? How long would he stay? He will come and make his permanent home in you. Then he said in verse 17, even who? Who is he? And 16 says, 16:13 says what? Hallelujah. He said, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. And John and Jesus said here in John 14:17, even the Spirit of truth, whom who? The world cannot receive. Why can't they receive him? Because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you what? Know him, for he what? Dwelleth with you and shall be where? Around you? In you. Why is he in you? To guide you. To teach you. To keep you. To protect you. To sustain you. To increase you. To enable you to do when the persecution comes, when the lies and deception come. He's with you. The world can't receive this, but the world can receive Jesus. And once the world receives Jesus, then they can receive Holy Spirit because they change lords. They come out of darkness into the light. This is for people in the light, not for people in the darkness. The new birth is for people that's in the darkness. Hallelujah. And this truth, hallelujah, every one of us, you need him. Every day of your life. And that's why he made his home in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why did he make his home? So he will be right there to help you. You're never by yourself. You're never alone. You always got a friend. Always have a helper. And I won't talk about our helper. He's a friend. He won't lie to you. He'll tell you the truth when you get wrong. He'll tell you when your flesh done wrong. Your spirit, he's in your spirit to help you. He'll help you to pray. Let me clear that up. He's in your spirit, so your spirit will tell you when you messed up. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. He will speak to you. He will nourish you. He'll let you know. Your own spirit. When your own spirit is educated with the word of God, your spirit will let you know you didn't do right about that. You You get up one morning and look over at your husband or wife and you just get it irritated with them. Your spirit says, that ain't the right attitude. And your flesh wants to justify. I have a right to act like. No, you don't. No, you don't. You have a right to act right. Hallelujah. He is here to teach you about life. Life is no life outside of Christ. It's death, it's doom, destruction, misery, suffering, hanging on, trying to make your own way, trying to survive. It's no life in it. It's miserable and it won't last. The devil's going to be put away. What you going to do when your Lord is put away? If you hang on to him, you're going away with him. But if you have Jesus and you learn to trust him and you learn to obey him, you may go through some trouble. You may face some hellish situation in your life. But when it's all over, you're still standing with Christ. Because you got the stuff in you. You got what's in you to stand and sustain you and call you to stand and go through victorious. Don't be a bottle sucking Christian all your life. Woo. Come on, get off the bottle. Get full of the Holy Ghost. Get in the Word of God and learn who you are in Christ. His job. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 15:26 says, But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father. This is John 15:26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth. There it is again. Which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. He's not going to testify of no devil. He's not going to testify of no flesh. He's not going to testify of no wrongdoing. He's going to testify of Jesus. Testify that Jesus healed, Jesus saved, Jesus delivered, Jesus set free, Jesus was raised, Jesus is seated at the right hand of God, Jesus is Lord and nobody else is Lord. He's Lord and he's the only Lord. He will testify of me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All that he did and all that he accomplished in life, his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. He conquered it all. Sent the gift so it can help you through life to overcome these temptations, these oppositions. We got much going on in the world. How do you deal with them? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Binding devils, casting them out. He did say, didn't he? Didn't Jesus say? He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be condemned, damned or condemned, right? And these signs shall follow them that believe, right? In my name, they shall do what? Cast out devils, demons. Huh? Didn't he say it? In my name, they shall speak with new tongues. And you have somebody try to twist that around. He wasn't talking about that. What was he talking about then? You know, Jesus confused himself. He don't even know what he's talking about.